From Tidbits on January 10th, 2011, this is Tidbits News App, updated for iPad, by Adam C. Angst. Thanks to the programming efforts of Matt Newberg, we're pleased to announce that the free Tidbits News iOS app is now available in a native iPad version that provides a full-screen interface along with all the features from the earlier iPhone-only version. Version 1.1 worked on the iPad in iPhone app emulation mode, but the iOS 4 savvy version 1.2 couldn't be downloaded to the iPad because it was iPhone only. We have an explanation, but honestly, don't bother. We appreciate your patience in waiting for this upgrade, which made little sense to create until the iPad shared the same version of iOS as the iPhone and iPod Touch. Once that happened, creating an iPad version was significantly easier than when the iPad was running iOS 3.2. And yes, although the original iPhone and iPod Touch cannot run iOS 4, people who have Tidbits News 1.1 on those devices can continue to use it and aren't missing out any major new features. In designing for the iPad, Matt chose to model the Tidbits News app's interface on what Apple did with the Mail app. So, in landscape mode, a left pane lists article titles and abstracts, and tapping one displays the full article in the right pane. In portrait mode, a popover shows the titles and abstracts, and the selected article takes over the entire screen. Otherwise, and on the iPhone and iPod Touch, Tidbits News looks and works exactly as it did before, with a few subtle tweaks to make scrolling smoother. You can choose among 5 font sizes, listen to the audio editions of our articles when available, and tap links to open them in Safari. The app even works offline, so you can load all available articles to help pass the time on the subway. Enjoy! This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Belight Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and really do give the iOS app a look. It's a pretty neat little app, and it's simple, elegant, and to the point.